Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tuttle moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Bond reaches second base with a double. Aspromonte scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLahaz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLahaz juggles the ball. That's an error on DeLahaz. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein strikes out. Kravitz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Klein out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power moves to third. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Held moves to second. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is walked intentionally. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Power scores. Held scores. Wilson moves to third. Latman moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. Cux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Howie Reed now pitching. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey throws to second for 1. And Johnson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Power scores. DeLahaz moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1 for 2 in the game. With a single. He's got one RBI. Latman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Tuttle moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Snyder scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Howie Reed. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Boak now playing second base. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Power moves to second. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 0-for-3 in the game. Delahaz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Latman strikes out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Francona reaches second base with a double. Aspromonte moves to third. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wickersham. Aspromonte scores. Francona moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bond hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Delahaz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.